It's Morning Edition from NHPR. After months of walking a tightrope when it comes to her position on Donald Trump, New Hampshire Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte now says she cannot support her party's presidential nominee. This comes after the release of an 11-year-old video in which Trump bragged about using his position of power to sexually assault women. Chris Gualtieri is an assistant professor of political science at St. Anselm College, and Chris joins us now to talk about all of this. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Rick.
Chris, Ayotte has said she was voting for Trump, although she wouldn't endorse him. Now, that, of course, all changed Friday. She was one of many congressional Republicans, in fact, who have withdrawn support for Trump over the weekend. Was this a situation where Ayotte simply had no other choice?
I think so. I think the comments on the Access Hollywood tape that Trump made were, for a lot of Republicans, simply a bridge too far. And, you know, they decided that, you know, it was simply something that they couldn't live with. It was something they couldn't defend, and it was something they thought was going to hurt them at the ballot box.
Ayotte said yesterday that she would support Trump stepping aside from the race. I mean, is there really any way for anyone else to take his place, or is it just too late for that?
It's effectively too late. You know, you hear talk about these Hail Mary scenarios where, well, Trump could step aside and then the RNC would name somebody, or Trump could step aside and everyone would understand that Republican electors would cast a vote for Pence. But in reality, in all practicality, that's just not going to happen.
Now, early voting's already started in many states, right?
Exactly. A few hundred thousand people have already voted overseas. Absentee ballots for people in the military have already been sent out. You know, you can't replace Trump on the ballot effectively. The only thing that could possibly work would be some sort of, you know, an understanding that Republican electors would vote for Mike Pence or Mitt Romney or somebody else rather than Donald Trump. But yeah, Donald Trump's name is going to be on the ballot.
And, of course, all of this, you know, implications down ticket. Ayotte is, of course, in the middle of a race with New Hampshire Governor Maggie Hassan. What's been the response from Democrats to Ayotte's decision?
From Democrats, you're hearing a lot of, well, why was this a bridge too far? Why wasn't it the comments about the Gold Star family at the Democratic convention, the comments about Muslims, the comments about immigrants, previous statements about women, and so on? And I think Democrats are going to not let up on this, in part because if they can convince you know, the dedicated core of Trump supporters that Ayotte has, you know, cast them aside or is selling out Donald Trump or putting her own survival ahead of Trump's, anything like that, you know, if those folks stay home on Election Day or if they turn out and skip voting for anybody at all for Senate, or if they write in the name of a different candidate, I think that really hurts Ayotte, because this has been, you know, this has been a tight election. Nearly every poll has shown this to be, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 point race, and I think every last vote is going to make a difference.
In your opinion, what is the impact of all of this on their race?
Well, I think it makes Ayotte's job a little harder. She needs now. Before, I think she was trying to take a position where she could retain the support of people who, Republicans who like Trump, without alienating Republicans who are opposed to Trump, and New Hampshire has a lot of those folks, while winning some crossover votes from Democrats. And that's why, you know, she keeps talking about, I'm an independent problem solver, I work across the aisle, I, you know, fought extremists who were shutting down the government in 2013, and so on. But now she's lost one part of that coalition, I suspect. I suspect that a lot of the really dedicated Trump voters are going to see this as an action that they can't forgive or something that they're not willing to overlook. And if that's the case, I think that makes her climb to winning the general election that much harder.
Of course, she said all along she's not endorsing him, even when she was supporting or saying that she would vote for him. I'm a month away now from the election. What is her political strategy, Ayotte's political strategy, going forward? I mean, after last night's debate, Trump says he's not going anywhere. So what does she do going forward?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. And I think it's more difficult than I think folks thought it might have been on Friday when the tape broke, or on Saturday when we saw this, you know, remarkable exodus of Republicans away from Trump. I think what she's going to do is double down on presenting herself as an independent-minded, pragmatic problem solver downplay partisanship, downplay ideology, and hope that she can put together enough, you know, mainline Republicans who are, you know, turned off by Trump's statement or were never enthusiastic about Trump in the first place, and win crossover votes. I think we also might see her start explicitly talking about the idea that, well, if Hillary Clinton's election is a foregone conclusion, then it's that much more important that I win because I can serve as a check on her. And we've already heard her say that, well, I'll stand up for New Hampshire and the Senate. I think we can expect to hear a lot more of that talk.
And for Maggie Hassan, is there any, you know, any political implication to maybe making too much hay out of this? Is there any problem with that?
I don't know. I think, you know, Democrats have been, you know, really revolted by a lot of the Trump campaign from day one. So I don't know that this is going to necessarily, that there really is a too far. If, because it's a close election, I think Hassan's got to work on turning out her base of support, winning, you know, those Bernie Sanders supporters who voted for him in the primary when Hassan was backing Hillary Clinton. You know, I think it would be a mistake to make this election entirely about Trump, and I think you're not seeing many Democrats do that exclusively. On the other hand, you know, Trump isn't going anywhere. You know, he's staying on the ballot. He's clearly going all in his campaign. He's not, you know, planning to just quietly run out the last however many weeks of the election there are. There's also the possibility that there will be more damaging revelations that come out about Trump between now and Election Day. And while on one hand it might be a good thing for Ayotte to have cut ties with Trump early on, or, you know, when she did, you know, if there are more tapes, if there are worse tapes that come out, that's going to keep this in the news. And I think that becomes further fodder for these attacks that said, but, you know, these weren't the first bad things that he said or did or admitted to doing. And listen to this, listen to that. And I think, so the Democratic attack, I think, is going to be one that calls her judgment into question and suggests that this is a position built more on calculation than out of principle.
Chris Scaldiari is an assistant professor of political science at St. Anselm College. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Rick.